contents and stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen,
woo. Run as fast as you can.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM. Fucking idiot. What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM.
And now. Here's BAM.
Here's BAM.
No. Uh-oh. No, that ain't gonna happen.
We have the Dream Seller, we have fucking Fran, we have Brandon Dica fucking Mello. Uh-huh. Lendon just showed up, Count Chocula. And we have Raekwon himself. And there's so many things to say.
So, I hear you almost got arrested on your way here. You're late. What the fuck's going
on? I almost killed people, dude.
Dico is shaking right now.
First off, what the fuck? I want to know,
Damn, how drunk are you?
What do you mean?
No. Go ahead, D, go and hear this.
I can't hear myself.
Oh, I forgot to introduce Shikus.
And your answer.
Geez, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, Ryan, just shut your motherfucker.
We have Tom Barrett here and we have Shikus. Shikus takes photography photos of me.
Yo, Dico. Yo, that's
you
it.
So
yo,
not drunk.
Shut up, fat fuck.
It's not funny.
Hey, Deke, tell me about your jail time, Deke.
Okay, if you were driving southbound on 202 between Fraser and Boot Road exits.
No.
At 6:04 p.m. today, I could almost killed you as I drove Raekwon's dad's fucking truck up.
Oh,
I
yes.
don't know who drove it last, but whoever drove it last and took the cab off the back didn't put it on tight enough. Therefore, the cab blew off about fucking 15 feet in the fucking air.
The whole
fucking cab blew in the air. And fucking cars were swerving off the road. I fucking almost had a heart attack.
On Raystar?
Raystar's truck. The fucking people. It was like a car commercial. People were fucking swerving.
Why are you buying? Why are you buying Ray's dad's car?
I had to pick up fucking plywood.
Hey, Deke, this is a blessing right here.
Why are you picking up plywood, man?
You know what?
Man.
Hey, man.
Oh my god.
Yo, Deke, check it out. Any other time I'd have to leave you in jail, but today I could have afforded your bail. I won $1,000 today, man.
How the fuck did you win $1,000?
Greg, why are you so mad, brother?
He fucked his own sister. Congratulations,
asshole, because I just
how'd you do it?
Hey, listen, I just took a private jet to Vegas, and I lost $400 in 4 minutes and go to hell to
private
Vegas.
Yo, Dick.
I lost my virginity.
Oh, well, good
Wait,
job.
How the fuck
Where
did you win?
Where did that come from?
How did you win?
Man,
how
shit.
Did you win $1,000, asshole?
I'll tell you if all you fucks shut up for a minute.
I'm dying to hear this, too.
Seriously.
Okay. We're drinking, putting a few back, and there's about five of us, like, family, yo. Do a naked pivot to fakie on the 8-foot extension, nude with a hard on. Right? I'm like, all right. I mean, I've been drinking my ass off. I don't think my dick will fuck.
He couldn't even get a hard on, man. I had to give him the fucking money anyway.
So, there was eight dudes around screaming
so
at me.
So stupid, dude. I gave him the money anyway.
How the fuck are you gonna get a boner with eight dudes standing around
screaming
at
shit?
God.
He says, take the DVD.
What a waste! What a waste of $1,000.
What's up?
No boner, nothing.
God, what a shitty day.
Like, think about it.
It would have been worth it if he had a boner.
Everybody, shut up. Think about it. I just spent $1,000 on some asshole doing a pivot to fakie with a half rock. He didn't even have a full-blown hard on.
You know what? The real question
so
is this.
Stupid.
How are you going to keep from him spending it on heroin?
I paid Lendon.
He's over that.
You always bring the mood down.
Yeah, Fran, he's over it.
Dude.
I paid Chocula $50 to go in the Bang Bang in King of Prussia Mall. There's a model. A mannequin crouching on all fours with a short black miniskirt. He goes in the window, pulls its skirt up, and starts licking its fucking ass on a Saturday.
He tossed its salad so many people.
That is the best $50 I ever spent, dude. He did it so long, I didn't even have time to discuss like how long he's got to do it or wait for people. He raced in there, fucking did it.
How long did his tongue stay in the fucking
only
ass?
Only 10 seconds he was licking it. He just kept licking it. These two couples were going in. A couple was going in. The wife was just wanted to shop. The husband saw him doing it and was like, tapping her, like, wait, why is that happening? You know, like, that ain't right. I was fucking hiding behind this, like, cart in the middle, laughing so fucking bad.
Dico, where have you been?
Ashley Simpson comedy.
He almost wrecked my dad's truck.
Who? I want to break.
Let him answer, man. Come on.
Bam, you are hell, dude. Yes. How long have you been drinking?
I've drank all day, man. Leave me alone.
You're now witnessing the downward spiral
Dico,
of Bam's
where have you
career.
Been all day?
I can't get drunk off a Caliber beer.
Where have you been?
I've been,
yeah, besides
at Flywood.
Yo, Dico, we have a fan mail right here. Email.
You don't answer your fucking phone.
I answer my phone all day.
You're I call you all day long, and you never fucking answer.
Here
it pisses
come.
Me
uh-huh.
off. I call up Rab, he never answers. I call up Dico.
What's going on there?
I call up Dunn, he never answers. I'm sick of this shit.
One time I called you.
Yeah. This is Radio Bam behind the scenes.
I'm fed up.
Radio Bam, true
what
story.
What happened to Jen's hair last night?
Oh, dude, that's another great story. Yo, you guys got to hear this.
Yeah, what did you do to Jen's hair last night?
It took place at 5:30
a.m. What I did to Jen's hair is greetings to Shit Goose.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what he did. I was here for it.
Shit Goose just showed up. He's hardly ever on the show, but he's from Manayunk, and he's proud to say it. He fucks some Asian girl, and then he comes over here when he has spare time. Thank God.
Yo,
thank God you have spare time.
5:30 a.m.
So wait, what's your question, G?
Dude, how long? See, you've been drinking too much.
G, I got a question.
Dude,
for you.
I don't know.
Shut up.
Shut
fucker.
The fuck up.
Yo, don't lean on my homeboy like that.
What's the question?
My question is,
No.
We're not getting to that yet.
No, shut up, Ron.
Wait,
he told you.
I walk in here. G, what's your question?
I walked in here. I look at Jen. She has no hair.
Yeah,
no
I cut it, man.
What time? She tells me you cut it while she was sleeping.
Yeah, I cut it.
5:30 a.m. He backed away.
Because today I decided to go on a drinking binge, and then when I woke up, I found scissors, and I decided to cut Jen's hair off.
Jesus.
And I'm not going to stop.
You know what?
Better not get me with them scissors.
I'm not going to fall asleep. But, gee, I do have one question for you.
Oh, God. Here we go again.
You've been in the house for 10 minutes now. What is broken that wasn't broken prior to your arrival?
My heart. Yeah, because his fat ass stepped on it.
His heart.
Me and G.
London, he just said his heart.
Yo, you guys want to hear about a wild escapade me and G got into?
Oh, no.
I'd love to.
Okay.
No.
Me and Fat Fuck G go to this party.
Fat Fuck G.
Fat fucking G.
That's a good story. Shut up, man. We go to the party.
Dude,
we're partying.
G thinks he's eating these salads and shit. He puts the fucking ranchiest dressing all over it, dude, like buttermilk fat. Dude, 100 calories. And
what was that gay-ass dressing you had yesterday?
100 calories. Fat calories,
he gets like
100.
Three Big Macs with a Diet
dude,
Coke.
That's G, man.
G always, G's excuse is, dude, I just lost, like, I don't know, 30 pounds. It's like, what mirror are you looking at, dude? Like,
he's looking at the false G mirror.
He's at the ground round looking at the trick mirror.
Right, let's get back to the story. I think this will explain everything with the mirrors he's looking at, too.
Let's get back to the
last
story.
Last night, we're at a party. I really didn't want to kick game. I'm over it. I'm like, G, you tell me you never get action. I'll get you action tonight. Can't say how good or bad it'll be, but I'll get it. I get this broad. How much do you think she weighed, dude?
Who?
The broad. Don't act dumb, motherfucker.
Come on.
Yeah, come on, G.
Come on, G. Don't lie.
The broad we ran a train on.
Don't lie, G.
Oh, God, dude.
How much?
Than me?
Way more than me.
Oh, boy.
That must mean 250, man.
We talk. My fucking boner
just
died.
Here's the highlight of the story. I'm not going to draw the story. I'm going to draw the highlight.
Novak and G both railed this girl last night at Oz's place.
This
they
is the
went to this college
story.
Party.
Oh,
I didn't even go. I didn't even want to go. I just found out. These guys, what are you thinking, dude?
What is
the sickest thing you saw G's fucking ass? No. I gotta know, dude. What does it look like? Describe for our viewers who can't
I'll
see.
I'll tell you the best
Fran,
part of it all.
She was from Delaware. That's why they say that they did it.
Oh, boy.
Yo, here's the best thing of it all. She gives me a condom. I get the condom on, but it really won't go on. It's like unlubricated. I take it off after it was halfway on me, and he pulls it out of my hand and tries to jimmy it on his top.
Putting on a condom, you just got 20 times more diseases than you could ever have gotten off the skankiest New York hooker.
Say I'm lying, G. Say I'm lying.
Oh,
right?
My God.
You're not lying.
That's like swabbing
twice.
You're not lying.
Fucked up.
You're not lying.
You're not lying. No.
Yeah, yeah.
What did G's hell look like when he was
it was a hell of a night, I'll tell you.
Here's the best part. D. Camello.
That's 12 hours of drinking.
D. Camello, here's the best part.
Cut off the tip of your dick, man.
Shush.
Oh, I am.
Listen.
I'm getting shots tomorrow,
Novak puts on the condom. He doesn't know how to put it on. He's a fucking worthless idiot. So he takes off the condom. G takes the condom and puts it on his dick.
That's what the hell I just said.
Wait, I just said
that story.
Someone here showed up drunk to their own show.
I want him.
Fuck you, Fran. I wasn't here.
Fran!
Yo, don't make a man out to be dressed, Fran.
I couldn't get it on, though, dude. This shit was...
Don't make me play rock songs. Yo, after I'm done, after I seal the deal, I'm done. I look down. G is tasting her.
That's crazy. Ew.
Welcome to your induction of the I Just Ate Novak's Cum Club. There's a lot of that going around Westchester, apparently.
Steele's going to give birth to a Delaware.
Give G retort. Let's hear G's retort.
Yeah, G, come on, say something.
Dude, the maddest I've ever seen G.
Alcohol.
The maddest I've ever seen G is... He took a picture of himself, showed it to Dunn, he goes, you think I look fat here? Dunn goes, do you never not look like you look fat in every
picture? Why didn't you tell me I was getting farted on, man?
What? I didn't know you got farted on. So.
You're supposed to have my back, happens? Man.
Yo, come on, guys. I want to hear
finish the story, you stupid man.
No, that was the story. Goddamn mad at Ryan Dunn, and he came and picked a fight with me. It was during the pilot of Viva La Bam.
And then G goes, fuck you, Franz, you're fat as fuck.
That was the time.
I don't remember that.
Fuck you, Franz. Fuck you. You're fat as fuck.
Come on, G.
I don't remember.
Look at him.
G, how much weight did you lose, though, when you went on your vegan diet? You lost a hell of a lot of weight.
Don't lie.
How much, G?
Probably like 50 pounds.
Yeah, he really did. He looked fucking so good. And you can tell.
Look at you, sick fuck.
There's a picture.
Why are you hitting up Starbucks now, man?
I haven't drank Starbucks in a year.
Yo, G, what do you weigh?
You know you
what a fucking dude, let's go through G's car during this next song and see how many fucking mocha containers we'll
find. I've been seeing Burger King rappers in his car.
Bullshit.
Don't lie.
Hey.
Don't lie, G. Just say it.
You're right.
So why don't you just stop, man?
Stop what?
Stop being fat as fuck, okay?
I'll stop being fat for you, buddy. I'm stopping fat for you today, buddy.
Yo, why'd you run out on the Lambo porn video last night?
I didn't want to fuck the Lamborghini, man. You guys were
don't
out of
name
your
drop too much
minds.
Shit we're going to do, but don't be a pussy, man.
You guys were out of your mind last night.
G does not know what to say.
G, you just ate Novak's cum. It doesn't get any worse. Don't worry about it, bro.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about this cum eating anymore.
Listen, Rick, what do you want to hear about?
Everybody shut up. Shut up.
Okay.
I have a fucking conception to make. I want to tell Fran.
You're going
to
have a baby?
Listen, you fucking faggot.
Yeah, Jen's pregnant.
I want to tell everybody, shut up, fucking Brandon. Listen, you fucking homos, man. I want to play Cradle Filth because we were supposed to do this music video. We never did, Fran. Why not?
As far as just like waste
Devil money. Woman is called Devil Woman.
He just wastes his money, dude.
Give me
it's so good.
Give me a budget and a deadline, so and it's going to be the best video we've ever made.
And a McDonald's bag with a hot girl on it that choked and whacked.
Fran,
that's true.
Hey, Fran, wake up to the real world, man. Let's start doing some fucking projects, man.
All right. What do you have in mind?
Yeah, let's rock out to that Cradle of Filth.
Cradle of Filth.
Yep.
This a serious 28
facts. Nothing serious about this show today.
This is Devil Woman from Cradle of Filth on Radio Bam Serious 28 Faction. Fuck.
Tom's beard is so...
baby.
My God.
And now back to
Radio Bam.
I got him. Okay, we have the Dream Seller, we have Franz, we have Ray Gun, and we have DiCamello. What the fuck are you doing?
I'm looking at Ryan G. They always separate him from us. He's over there that everyone picks on.
Yeah, I forgot.
Let's just, everyone, every time I come here, I get picked on.
Ladies and gentlemen, shit goose.
Hey,
it just got worse, though. We forgot you were here. Like, it definitely got worse.
Yo, explain shit goose on the internet, please.
Oh, my God. Okay, Shit Goose has this picture of himself that was taken when he was, how shall I say, thin and and somewhat attractive.
He's never been either
of
those.
So he starts talking games with these girls on the internet like, oh, you know, baby, like, yeah, you know, I'm just some random photographer. Oh, what do you do? Well, you know who Bam Margera is?
You want to throw a number? I got it.
Do you know what MTV is?
Yo,
I do all that stuff.
Franz. So he shows a picture of him when he was 18 years old, when he was all handsome and skinny.
Did we discuss this shit last time I was
now
here?
Now he's 30 years old and fat as fuck.
But when the girls finally meet, Wonder Boy Extraordinaire G, what do they think when these girls actually see what you look like? How, I mean, you've obviously really misrepresented yourself. It's like, the picture of you on the internet and what you actually look like, it does not even look like
the
same.
It's like Kiss of Fada.
What photo is it?
So when you, what do the girls say when they see the real G? The present G?
What photo are you talking about? That's like,
and he plays innocence. He never knows.
Another question.
Yeah, he never knows what you're talking about.
I want to fucking glue pubic hair around G's gill. I'd have two girls strike out and eat out his gill. What do you say?
Yo,
and the girl would not go back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
mayonnaise on that shit.
G tried a triple front flip off the high dive at Woodward Skate Camp, and he ruptured his gills. Now he has this shark fin out of his gut.
He ruptured his spleen.
Thanks to fuck nuts, man.
And he has a shark fin out of his fucking gut.
Last night on HBO, there's a show, Deadwood, and they stole your fucking shitbird.
Did you fuck him?
I fucked him so hard.
Are you
screaming bloody murder? No, they scream. No, they stole your shitbird.
Everlast.
Really? Are they biting shit?
They were using shitbird. I was laughing so fucking bad.
Get out.
I'm not getting out of here.
How's your sister's band coming along? They rocking out or what?
I was going to go see them, but I was busy riding the rails as a hobo fucking Novak's mom and his sister.
Oh, man.
I spread their legs like a glorious eagle and flew to freedom.
You know, Novak, I can't believe you're picking on Deco. He just had a life-threatening experience. Dude, why are you so freaked out? Like, DiCamello is dripping with sweat.
Because you almost crashed my fucking family.
Okay, let's find out the truth.
Yo, we're
who used it last?
Who used it last, Rake?
Listen, fuckers, we're live right now. We should probably listen to some people.
Okay, line four. You all know what line four means.
Everybody ask a question to G because he's a fat piece of shit.
Yeah,
there's a girl on line four, Meredith.
Fucking kick.
I was talking to
her.
What
she thinks Novak
is hot. I can't wait. Here, guys.
Shut the fuck up and let's
shut you so hard. Shut up. Seriously.
There's a listener, a big fan, this guy named Meredith. He thinks Novak is hot.
We're talking Meredith.
Come on, Meredith.
Novak is hell.
Hello?
Meredith.
Meredith.
Yo.
You into me, babe?
What's up?
Are you into me,
babe? I'm trying to figure out what's up, man.
That's what he is.
I got my game face on. I'm ready to party. Meredith, how old are you, Meredith?
Hey, sorry. I'm having a little yard.
Babe, how old are you? Yes or no?
Yeah, where the fuck
is he? Okay. I got some issues with Novak.
One at a time.
Go
ahead.
Okay. You know, Novak, you know, I mean, I fuck the hell out of you.
What'd she say?
What, you trust him?
She wants
to fuck you.
Mistake number one, babe.
Trust me, you fucking
No, she wants you.
I will rob everything out of your house.
I can tell from my phone call she wants your ass.
I know, she wouldn't want to talk to me.
Novak will make your whole family there.
Go ahead, babe.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
This whole bitches bullshit, you know, you're alienating a lot of women with this bullshit talk of all your, you know, your...
Babe, I'm not for the freedom calls here. I'm just
babe, you're
a pussy.
The one with
I'm
the
not
accent.
Trying to alienate.
You're
I don't
such a pig.
No, Max,
no, 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 no. I'm not saying a pig. I mean, I'm a hoe. Okay. I hear ya.
Whoa! You're talking to a hardened criminal right here.
Wait, what exactly is that?
She's a hoe.
Yo, babe, what's your problem with me? Speak up and forever hold.
Do you like thongs or granny panties?
What?
Do you like thongs? That's important to me. Thongs.
Something
like
what?
Maybe she doesn't wear
thongs.
Any.
Do you like thongs?
She might not wear any. Thongs.
Do I wear underwear?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Babe, where the fuck? Are you on hard drugs or something?
Sexy thong.
Like, let's cut this bitch out of the scenario.
Yeah, man, she's fucking slow motion.
Wait,
here.
I want to talk to her, man.
Wait,
motion.
Hey, fuck yeah, that. Babe. Listen
hey,
to me.
You wear sexy thongs to. Or what?
Yeah, we want to hear about your underwear.
There you go, Reagan.
Is Novak allowed to fuck women outside of the Westchester area?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have any money to travel outside of Westchester.
Yeah, you did. You want $1,000?
I know where Bam goes.
She just lives at my house and fucking juices his way into a fucking
Believe that one.
Yo, Meredith, what's your salary? What's your yearly income?
He's yeah, already babe. Live, man. I
well, Novak wants to know her income.
Okay, he fucked up your Hummer.
Babe, you've done less for women's rights with your accent. Now what?
What's yeah, the issue here?
Okay, so you have a problem with me. I'm too blunt and bold, but I still fuck abroad every night. Who cares?
Novak would fuck a girl with dinosaurs back.
Abroad, he's like.
Wait. Let me just ascertain your argument. Is this it? Like, is this all you have to give to him? Is, like, you don't like
she
the fact that he said nose?
Franz, yeah, wake up.
It's
Franz,
is
wake
she,
up. She
really?
Wants him. Yes.
She's trying to work her way in there right
of
now.
Of course.
Excuse me. I interrupted your game, babe.
She loves Novak.
Meredith, can you get poop stains on your thong?
Novak
would
eat
them
out. Novak, congratulations. I'm jealous.
I'll be in Philly next month, so.
Hey, as long
so you're asking for a date. Yeah, babe.
Hey.
Yo, Meredith, thanks for calling, babe. We'll hook up, man. Send an email.
What?
Send a picture of your email while fraud
to the Dream Seller.
What's your email?
I don't got an email address.
Yeah, you do, you liar.
Let's go to the next caller.
Yeah,
seriously,
but put your
set up. We'll go to the next caller.
Later, Meredith.
Bye, Meredith. Thank you.
Bye, Meredith.
And our next caller.
You're great.
Is.
Let's go to the next.
Was
right
she trying
now,
to argue with him?
A quick visual while we change lines. DiCamillo is sticking
fuck.
Cigarette butts in between Bam's
That's
nose right
totally
now.
Messed
for
up.
Purposes unknown.
Yo,
this is a scary right foot. Now. Right now, call.
Crazy.
Can't hear no.
Yeah, right now, call 877.
Board bag.
Yeah,
or Raygun at 610.
Oh, come on, motherfuckers!
Yeah, I'm just kidding, Raygun.
And we have 7 porn bag.
877 porn bag, bitches.
We have another caller.
We have no callers right now.
We want to talk to people, man.
This is serious. This is number one show, and we have no callers.
Yo, I just
hey, hello, how's it going, buddy?
Came back from,
there's no
what?
Letters on
Yo,
my phone.
We got a call. What's going on?
What do you mean?
Hello.
Hello.
I just came back from my private
hello?
Jet. From
hello.
Vegas.
Hello. Yo, what's up?
What's up? Is this Bam?
Yeah. What up?
This was Bam, and now it's the Dream Seller.
Who you want to talk to, brother?
I was in Westchester on Saturday at Fairman's.
That's awesome. What happened?
Did you wind up drunk?
No, I couldn't find anybody Saturday night.
Did you go to the autograph signing? You haven't stopped partying since that day.
Oh.
What's that?
Did you go to the autograph signing?
Dude, I've been fucking drinking ever since that one day.
Yes?
Yeah, I was at the autograph signing. I had a really good time.
Yeah,
awesome, man.
And
that's
then
awesome.
What? Tell something cool that we won't hear anywhere else.
Was I nice or was I a dick?
You were nice.
I was nice.
Yeah.
He doesn't even fucking remember. He's in his Everlast boxing jacket.
I can't.
Yeah. If you guys can see Bam's gear right now.
I can't remember anymore, man.
Did you get laid because you got Bam's autograph?
Should I shoot Bam's gear right now? Leak it out, I
hey,
guess?
Hey, excuse
Hold
me.
On. Yeah, we're talking to you, man.
Caller, did you get laid over getting Bam's autograph?
Yeah, you have a good time in town?
Yeah.
Right on, man. Yo, come back. We'll see you again next time you come.
Yo, Deco's putting... Deco
oh, yeah.
is flame in my fucking toes, man.
He hey, dude, it, dude, you got one shot at your most important question right now.
Oh, look,
we'll answer
it's
honestly.
Count
what
Chocula.
Is it?
Yeah, ask whatever you want.
Go ahead, I'm listening, brother. What?
You can do what?
It's Count Chocula.
Is there way, any way I could ever party with Bam?
How much money you got? I'll make it happen. Yo, wire me fucking $20,000. I'll let you stay here for 3 days. I'll sneak you in. $20,000.
I think I got a phone call.
Yeah, just go to Kildare's on a random fucking Thursday. You'll see us there, and then we'll be hammered, and then we'll have a party at my house. It's always the way it winds up. Yo, get that out of my fucking fridge.
Yeah,
relax. Count Chocula just smoked a cigarette out of
Come
Bam's
on, let
foot.
It out.
This is the sickest thing. You guys don't even know what's going on here. DiCamillo is jamming cigarettes in between Bam's toes, and Count Chocula here is smoking.
Fuck that word up.
Because I'm trying to be comfortable.
Next caller, please.
Wait,
next caller.
You're not cool with that?
Thank you, caller. You are awesome.
You're not cool with that?
Yeah, hey, what's going on?
What?
Caller, you're up.
Hello. I'm 28. I live in the San Fernando Iroquois Valley.
Iroquois.
I want to think of irrigation systems. Bam, what do you think about,
shove the water company up your ass.
That's
and
what he
fuck
thinks.
Yourself.
That's what happens to our intellectual callers.
Okay, yo, hey, how's it going? What's up? Talk.
Hi, I want to ask you a Francois, he thinks the girl on the McDonald's bag, the gymnast girl, so sexy.
Hey, did you ever see the McDonald's bag? Like, okay, I go to McDonald's once or twice a week.
Oh, wait, we got a girl here. Oh, let's talk to the girl.
Hello?
Go ahead, babe.
Tell us something fancy.
You're up, babe.
Tell us something.
Can you, come on, babe. Can you hear me?
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, babe.
Sure.
Oh, well, I've been talking for like an ill minute and no one's saying.
Who cares? Talk now.
We've been talking for an ill minute, no, Matt.
Yeah.
Shit.
Alright, yo, we're listening, babe.
599.
Everybody shush. I'm trying to keep this controlled, man.
You sound wasted, man.
Dude, if you could see him, he looks more wasted.
Babe, I have been having Budweiser all day, and I'm never going to stop.
He was hanging out with Villavalla all last week, and he just turned into hell.
Yeah.
He's hell.
Because he just recorded his brand new album. I was so excited that I had to drink so many fucking booze.
So what do you want, babe?
Yeah, babe. Time is money.
Well,
sorry,
shit.
Time
is money, babe. Go ahead. Oh, my God. I was supposed to make it out to Westchester, and I never made it, and I'm so pissed.
How old are you? What's your dimension?
That sucks. How old are you?
20, and B, I've been talking to you.
Hey, stop cutting me off. What are you doing?
Oh. This is the one I was saying that she was going to come down.
Babe, describe yourself. What do you look
like? You're from Boston.
What do you look like?
Jen. Right? Jen.
Get in the killer.
Yo, she's hot, dude.
Describe yourself for our viewers.
Yo, how many times did G drop Bam's name to you on the computer? Don't lie. How many times did he drop Bam's name? Dead serious. Oh, you're busted, fat boy.
Funny job. Like, how many? 3 times.
Yo, why did name drop you, homo?
Yeah, G, why did you
name drop? We just called you. She said you said Bam's name 3 times. What the fuck?
Yeah, if you like, girls
I didn't even ask, and you were just like, oh, if there was an after party, everyone can come by. I'm like,
he's inviting people.
Oh, you are fucking asshole.
I did say that.
She's like, what's going on after the song? I'm like,
there's probably a party after this, an after party.
Listen,
that's probably true.
He always has an excuse to.
If any of you, you always have parties here.
Shut up, Chase. If any of you girls out there want Bam's number, just talk to G on the internet because apparently that's all you have to do. He gives it out just to prove that he knows Bam. He actually gives out his fucking friend's number to people just to prove that he knows him for the hopes that he might one day.
What a sad life you live.
Makes me sick.
This next song goes out to this lovely lady, and it's Mondo Dio, and it's from Clean Town.
I hate you, Jen.
No, fuck all you, man. It's Radio Bam, Spirits 28 Faction. I'm having the Budweiser.
Yo, are you going to play that hymn stuff?
Gee, shut up, please, man.
Shut up, ass kisser.
I'm fucking kick your ass.
He's kissing his ass.
After show, you
You're already on the...
If she ruins your life, run away. So you live.
check this out, man.
Say hello to everyone. Hello to everyone.
Can I talk?
Yeah, what's up, everyone? I didn't know you were recording this shit. I didn't have a clue. It's on the radio channel now.
No.
Yeah.
Fucking kidding me.
You can't say that.
I'm sorry.
Serious 28 fashion.
Woo. Later.
Hey, we're sitting here live with Brandon Novak. I guess he's a dream seller or whatever. Joe Franz. Black Aquaman London. Deco. What's your name?
Raekyon and Shikus. And we have Tom Barrett here. Who?
Tommy.
Big Tom.
Apparently.
Tom.
Dude, Tom Barrett humped the hottest girl in Stetson. And then remember when you punched the,
what?
Tom. Shut up, Fran. Yo.
You're fired.
Tom punched the fucking gymnastics teacher and he tumbled down the hill.
It was curtains.
And he got expelled for 10 days, man.
No. I was not welcome back to that school the following year.
Did you get kicked out?
Did I ever? I had to go to all boys prep school.
Where'd you go?
Oh, that's where I turned. Yeah. Malvern Preparatory School.
You went to Malvern?
Yeah, they got priests that were arrested from there.
Yo,
they got,
that's it. Father.
Touched my cock.
Deco, you know. Mr. Watkins, dude.
Mr. Watkins.
Remember him?
I wasn't in that school.
He was the gym teacher. Dude, Barrett punched him in the fucking face. He tumbled down the fucking hill.
Was he fat?
Of course he was.
No. He was in tow, but he had the gray afro, bro.
He's had an afro.
Whoa.
Anyway.
That was a quiet pause there.
Yeah, that was a nice little quiet.
Count Chocula is not cool with this.
Okay, how about this? G humped the fattest, ugliest broad. And as soon as he's done, he goes to the bathroom and he sits on the toilet taking a shit.
Yeah,
he's
out
like, I can't believe you're taking a shit after you just made love.
It's like, well, I just fucked a shit. Why don't I know?
She just made love to some girl at a college party and then he took a shit.
Yeah,
it was a dirty night.
And she was like, you're fucking filthy. He's like, I don't give a fuck, bitch.
And this is after sharing a condom with Novak and eating Novak's comb out of her pussy.
Novak couldn't put.
Novak
couldn't put the condom on. Novak couldn't put the condom on.
Yeah, we said that.
So he took it off, and then G put it on.
She missed the first four times, guys.
It's so worth repeating that.
We have a caller right now on line four.
I'm not paying attention, man.
Silence!
We have a phone call.
There's a caller.
Let's talk to people.
Hello?
Hello, caller.
All right, yo, we got line four.
Hello, little girl. Hello.
I love the first person that talks to me.
Jay.
Yeah.
I'm in love.
Stop acting scared, Jay.
Jay, tell us
something. Let's talk
good.
To Jay. What's up? Hello?
The new Visa Band D-Deep, is it going to be all uncensored?
What a pervert.
You sound boring as hell,
wait,
Jay.
No, let me answer the fucking question.
What a stoner.
Shut up, everyone.
All right, you know what he said?
No, the DVD is fucking great because there's so many scenes that we couldn't show on MTV because they take away all this fucking crap. So now we get to put on, so now we get to put on DVDs. I'm drunk. It's great.
You want another beer, Bam?
They do have to cut out a lot of stuff.
I already have one.
It'll still be censored.
We film so much shit and then
yo,
you never
the,
see
the
it,
best
so.
Thing about
Jay.
It is Sirius can't even cut out my drunkenness.
Jay.
Sirius is going to revoke your contract.
You still
this
there?
Show, brother.
This show's going to be on the 12-step program in about 5 minutes.
I'm sick of those things, man.
Yo, Jay.
Jay, spice
Jay.
It up, man.
Yo, Jay.
What?
Jay.
What do you got to say, Jay? You called
come
us?
On, Jay. Right. Next. Do something.
All right, yo. Jay, next. Have a good night,
sorry,
brother.
Jay.
Drive. Next
jacket.
Caller.
You're a jackass.
Let him give one more.
All right, Jay. You're up, brother. All
right. Wait.
Yeah.
Next caller. Hello.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a question for Novak.
Hello?
Dude, you really fuck all them girls, man?
Dude, what the fucking homo? Of course.
Hello. Who's there? May
Novak,
I talk to
Novak
you?
Novak is hell.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hey, what's up? You making the pizza pie hot?
We got a girl.
Baby, do you want to meet Novak?
What do you
wait,
do?
Let's hear this girl.
Yeah.
Baby, do you want to meet Novak?
She has a question, man. Let's hear it.
Yeah, the question is about Novak. Go on.
Go ahead, baby.
What's your question?
I have a question about Novak.
Go ahead. What's your...
Go ahead, babe.
Shoot.
Okay. I just wanted to say I had a great weekend this weekend because I TiVo you guys every week. So I was just cooking dinner and playing each hour from the beginning.
I love you.
This week.
Airtime is precious and expensive, babe. Cut to the chase.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to thank you guys because I love the show.
Thank you, man.
Oh, well, thank you. And why don't you take over the show for 10 seconds? You ready? 10 seconds. It's your show.
Hey, Ray, why weren't you at Rex's?
Go ahead.
Okay, wait.
Your show, babe. Your show.
I was with Drunk Rab, who was dressed like the freaking
Queen of Hearts.
Rake is blowing it.
I saw Linden, though. Hi, Linden.
Oh, Linden, you got a fan.
Hey.
Yeah.
Lennon, right, Lennon,
let's
talk
to Lennon, talk kick game. Let's hear Lennon kick game.
Count Chocula.
Lennon kick game.
And I've talked to G a lot of times because he's never won.
Fuck G's fat. We're winning here. Lennon kick game.
Go ahead, Lennon. Go ahead, Lennon.
Now that we know you're down with the Brown.
No, happy to be married. But it was fun to hang out with the Bloodhound gang and everyone. It was really fun.
I'd like to be the first to say, who cares? Let's move on to the next caller.
Babe, is your name Sherry?
Mine? No, it's Maria.
Can I play a song from Billy Idol called Sherry?
Ain't no goddamn tubo coo.
Yo, this is out to you. Even though your name isn't Sherry, it's out to you. This is Billy Idol's new album. I'm in love with Billy Idol. He's the fucking greatest.
Yeah.
And this is Sherry on Radio Band Series 28. Fuck.
And
Serious 28 faction.
Hey, Radio Bam, yeah.
You know who's here, but if you notice, Novak, Frost, Deco, Black Aquaman, Tom Bam, Gina Gill, and Rake Yod. Later. No, not yet, Rake. We are going home.
Billy Idol.
I'm going to split Rake's ass like a glorious sea.
Oh, come on.
Tell everyone how Billy Idol is great.
Yeah, Billy Idol is great. Bam loves Billy Idol. He just had a new CD app thing. And it is delicious. I'd eat it twice if I were G's Guild.
No, don't say that or I'll get mad at Kilders.
All right, all right. Let's take a caller. We got a caller live on the line.
I won't get any pussy if you say that.
Hello?
Bro.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Pete in Omaha. What's up, guys?
Steve?
Where are you at?
You.
Pete
in Omaha. Uh-huh. Give me a uh-huh.
Hey, Bam, what are you going to do better? CKY, man. Fuck MTV. Come back to the underground.
Yeah.
I'd like to say fuck MTV, but they rule the earth and...
I mean, no.
They do, though. Dude, I can't...
Come back to doing the CKY videos.
If they're going to keep giving me all this money to do these new shows, I got to keep doing them.
I hear you, man. I hear you. But
that's
you know
the
what?
Bottom line.
Still love. That's cool stuff you guys did.
We love you. Stay real, man.
Yeah, thanks for checking that shit out.
The best thing about this phone call is that I'm hammered, so I'm telling the truth.
All right, we got another caller. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there, buddy.
Novak,
precious.
She sounds
hello,
hot.
Hello, little girl.
Yes,
who do you want to talk to?
Novak wants her already.
In a smorgasbord of humans.
Novak wants
black
her
black or white?
Hello?
Who would you like to talk to, miss?
Brandon DiCamillo.
Happy birthday! It's Christmas Day! Someone talk to me. What's up?
Alright. I met you in Hartford and in New Haven.
I love the Hartford Whalers.
He's hot.
I hate the Hurricanes.
He's so hot.
Go ahead.
He's so hot.
You are so messed up.
Fuck.
Were you drinking?
He's so hot.
You drunk, bitch!
Yeah, I like to drink the first night out of my mind, and then the next night I chill out.
Did you sleep with Vigo?
Exactly. Like, Friday night, you were messed up. I couldn't even talk to you. And Saturday, you were all right, but...
You gotta get to me early on the first night, or else I'm gone. I'm gonna go into
the...
But did you have a good time?
Yeah, and then I met Rake, and I think he was trying to impress me with his chemistry talk.
Oh my god, dude, you don't even know, if you put clothes with boys, babe, you know you're great, I got a good old pressure with my pants, so problem. What are we guys
I'm
trying
to use my knowledge.
That's horrible.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I remember you, but you know, I gotta say, I'll tell you in secret later all about Kevin.
No, I know exactly who I'm talking to.
What are you guys doing in Hartford? What's in Hartford?
The Whalers.
But you know, babe, sometimes the Easterlies and the Westerlies meet, and then it causes a hurricane down south.
yo, Rick, broads don't care about chemistry problems, man. You're not going to get their pants from the science.
Well, let's talk to the broads.
Yeah, you're right.
Novak.
She's a smart girl, though.
Okay,
she was a
person
made with some knowledge.
What else happened?
Yo, Novak.
And then Ryan Dunn invited me and a couple of my friends to his hotel room.
Whoa!
Was that when he was passed out with the Bible in the bathtub?
I love news like this.
Are you serious?
Yeah, listen. Brian was passed out in the bathtub with a Bible. She was there. I got a picture of it.
And what happened?
What did he say to you?
Because there was this girl that was there, and she was just wasted and just talking about nonsense, and she started bringing up religion. And then, I don't know, he got scared or something and grabbed the Bible and was
fuck religion.
Of it.
He went to the bathtub and
religion. Fuck religion.
Religion's so boring.
The only way to pull him out of that religion scare, you've got to massage his testes until he giggles. He'll giggle and then Play-Doh squirts out of his mouth and other parts.
Yo, did Dunn offer you a job on his label?
Yeah, on his label he needs a new
secretary. He probably did.
Did he ask you for a secretary position? Or a bodyguard?
What?
Fuck, babe, you gotta hear me.
What'd
the first
you do?
Time.
Wait, you went back to the hotel? What?
Yeah, we went back to the hotel the first night, and he just sat down, and then we just started talking. Like, there was nothing going on. And
no action?
So it was like a verbal, like, 11-some?
Did you get to first base, babe?
I think you're lying, man.
No, nothing. He was like, I'm real entertaining, huh? And, like, he just kind of sat there.
He's just pumping himself up.
What a bunch of crap.
You got to see his magic tricks. He levitates, like, a couple inches off the ground.
Like David
Blaine,
but he's on heroin.
No, but it's good. And he'll dance around with crazy snakes, but they're rubber. They're not real, but the levitating thing's cool.
Now, I got pictures of that night, but my girlfriend's here. We got to take another caller, man.
All right, later, babe.
Okay.
New caller.
Later.
Dude, I'm fucking hammered.
We have another caller. Can you believe it?
Whoa.
We don't. But, here it is.
I've been drinking for 3 days straight. I'm hammered.
This technology.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hello, are you there?
Hey,
hello?
This is Jen.
Hey,
hello.
Jen.
Hello.
That's the name of my girlfriend.
How many Jens we got going today?
Hey. What's going on, guys?
Hey.
What do you want? Speak.
Pick your smorgasbord desire. Whose ear would you like to nibble on? Hmm?
Hmm?
Hmm? Are you asking me?
Yes, I am.
Who the fuck else?
Well, the one I want to nibble on is not there tonight, but I was wondering if you could pass along a little proposition for me to Mr. Ryan Dunn.
Who do you want?
Go on, babe.
You want Ryan Dunn?
You're on live. Spit it out, babe.
Well, I've got, I just recently got my hood pierced, and I'll be able to take it out for a test drive in a couple weeks. And I was wondering if Dunn could, help me test it out.
You're a sick bitch. The answer's no. And next caller.
Yeah. Dunn is a sex maniac. He's ready to go.
I got my hood pierced too.
Oh, you got to say that hood.
Oh, Rick.
Novak.
What?
No comment on that?
What? I didn't hear it. What if she
humps Count Chocula?
Would you hump Lucky Lennon, the Zorse of atrocity?
Yeah. What about him? He looks just like Ryan Dunn.
Lennon looks like Ryan Dunn.
Just like Ryan Dunn. Spit in it.
Just do it.
After 40 seconds of crowd world.
Just do it, babe.
Hey, babe, let's get some action going. Who do you want to fuck?
MJU.
It's in this room. Cause we can he's not here. Take your second
shit. I might let Novak eat me out, though.
What a treat. What a treat. Novak just won the lottery.
Novak loves everything.
All right, this is making me sick. Yeah. Let's go to the next intellectually stimulating caller.
Yeah, hopefully she's 50.
Butter up that hood.
I talk about all my diseases and how dirty I am, and why do girls want to sleep with me?
Let me talk to a prude girl.
Okay, next call. We have another caller. Can you believe it?
Let me talk to a prude.
Oh, hello. I can hear you.
Hello, are you prude?
Hello, are you rubbing up and down your snatch on the soft side of Velcro?
Of course she is, DiCamello.
Hello.
Oh, get a new cell phone plan, babe. Next caller.
This is babe,
next caller.
Next caller. This is unacceptable.
Fuck you, dude.
Man.
Wow. Yo, you're about to get fired, Franz.
We have another caller.
Let's hear another call. Hello?
Hello, man.
We love you. What?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Excuse me, ma'am. Who would you like to direct your question at tonight? Which gentleman?
Anybody. I just wanted to know if any of you still talk to or hang out with anybody else from Jackass?
Yes, we hang out with Ray Gunn. Because he just got his hood pierced, and we're going to lick it dry until he comes. But not like the sex come, till he comes over to play.
Man, I'm going to hold my car. Fuck Ryan you guys.
I'll answer this one.
Okay.
I hang out with Johnny Knoxville when I go to L.A., and sometimes Steve-O, but he's always so hopped the fuck up that I can't even hang out with him, man. I'm serious.
He has a Rolex.
Yep.
Steve-O has a Rolex.
Seriously?
He uses it to count the minutes to when his next tooth is going to fall out.
Doing
all that math.
Why would he have that?
Why don't you tell us what you did to Steve-O's toothbrush?
Hold on. Let's see what else he has to say.
Wait. Let's just call it.
Do you have anything else to say?
No, I don't think so.
Later.
Huh. Okay, well, take care.
Later, babe. Next caller, please.
Mortal Kombat.
Let's keep it rolling here.
Franz, you're being rude with the fucking phone call.
Yeah, he is being rude.
What's your problem, dude? Yeah,
really?
Don't take your
thank
fucking
God
out.
It's you and it's not me, man.
Look, you're finally getting a steady piece. Now he's being an asshole. Right.
Oh, we have another caller already. Can you believe it?
Hello?
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 Hi there. How are you doing?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello?
We love you.
3-2-1, Sam. Well.
Who do you want to talk to, babe?
Sam.
Bam is here!
I'm not capable of talking.
I guess it's your show now, Brandon.
Deco.
Ma'am, what would you like to say? I'll refer your questions.
Babe, I could play a rock song, but that's pretty much all I am capable of.
Well, hello, ma'am.
You guys are crazy.
Babe, what's on your mind?
We know that we are. That's why we fucking... Ooh, look at this list of music.
What's on your mind, babe? Tell us.
What's on your mind, babe?
I had a question for Novak.
All right, what's up, babe?
What's going on, babe? It's Novak.
Yeah, I'm here. Talk to me, love.
Did we play Billy
Idol? Hey, Novak.
Yeah, I'm listening, babe.
Hey, wanna fuck me?
Babe, I'll fuck anybody. What kind of question is that?
Been there, done that.
That's a relevant question. Hey, I heard you fucking let it go. Shit, I'm a freak and I need dick right now.
You're probably fat and ugly to talk like that.
No.
That's too forward. That's too forward, man. I'm sorry.
No. She doesn't sound fat, man.
Hey, listen.
Yeah, what about the girl I met in New York? She sounded beautiful. She was 400 pounds. She fell in the trash.
Babe, what's the height and weight? What's the height and weight, please, caller?
You should do it.
Where call her the height and weight.
Let's just bring her here. I don't care what she looks like.
I'm height and weight?
No, your height and weight.
If you want G Will.
Oh, I'm 5'7".
And your weight?
And the weight?
This is important.
150.
That's hot.
Now listen.
For Novak.
Babe, you weigh more than me.
You like that, babe?
She weighs more than me, man. She tosses me around like a fucking rag doll.
You
like
you want Novak's dick, or would you rather have hot, huge, black, oppressed cock from Black Panther?
Count Chocula.
He has a lot of oppression to let out.
Hey, babe, send some X-rated pictures to our website.
Count Chocula's dick is way bigger than Novak's.
Bam at serious-radio.com. Send naked pictures and I'll evaluate the situation.
I'm playing a song, man. Apocalyptica, Bittersweet, this is my favorite fucking song, Radio Bam Sears 28, fuck.
Lendon will pound your ass and then get your boyfriend's phone number.
Serious 28 Faction.
That was Apocalyptica, Bittersweet. It's time to go. We love the callers. Thank you very much. Yeah, Tekken sucks. You. Mortal Kombat rules. This last song is Children of Bodom. Angels don't kill.
What the fuck? What
but they sure do cry.
That's
we're not,
it?
We're not going yet.
That we're sucks. Done. That's it.
No.
We're getting kicked out of here because of you, asshole.
Franz has a lot of things to say.
I want
to
keep it going, man. We got to make fun of G.
No, we got like
goodbye, sweet prince.
Girlfriend.
Say goodbye, you motherfuckers. You
fucking dad.
Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
We'll make this show ever happen.
Later.
done.
Tune in next week for more.
You can leave now.
It's Radio Bam.
Radio Bam every Monday, 4 p.m.
Radio Bam every Monday, 7 Eastern, 4 Pacific.
Email me now at Radio Bam.
Why don't you take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28 Faction.
Later.